Hey everyone, this amazing ESO Network show is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Amazon.com. Please remember to shop Amazon for all your geeky needs, no matter what time of the year it is. All you need to do is go to ESOpodcast.com/ESOAmazon or click on the Amazon banner on the ESO Network webpage to go to our e-store. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Okay, that's enough of me babbling for now. Now on with your regular scheduled show.
Welcome to Earth Station One, a weekly podcast dedicated to all things sci-fi, fantasy, and much, much more. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 346 of the Earth Station One podcast. That's right, folks. We are here to talk about the 7th annual holiday gift guide. And it's pretty amazing. 2016 is finally coming towards an end, and the holiday season is now right around the corner, where some of you might already be in the thick of it already, with Black Friday behind us, Cyber Monday is behind us. What's next? Return Tuesday? No, I don't think so. But we just had to, you know, say happy holidays from us here at the station, and we are very excited to be bringing our gift guide to you to help you buy items for the geek in your life. And speaking of geeks in our lives, let's welcome my co-host for this week, Mr. Mike Gordon.
Howdy.
How are you, sir?
I am fine. Rested up after a fairly relaxing holiday weekend. We did not go out and all that nonsense and do all that crazy shopping and you know, play the Hunger Games. We did not take part in that. So, it was great to hang back and catch up on some reading, catch up on some movies, and just kind of chill for a few days.
That is awesome. That is best way to do a holiday a lot of ways. Judy and I had a pretty relaxing holiday also. And we only made it to, you know, a couple stores this weekend. We try to stay away from the malls as mostly as possible. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But we have a great show lined up for you and can't wait to talk to you guys at home. Please, of course, as always, write us at esopodcast@gmail.com, or you could call us at 404-963-9057. The show, of course, is brought to you by the fine folks at the esoamazon.com store, where you can buy all kinds of really cool geeky gifts, including the stuff we're going to be talking about tonight. It is going to be sponsored by Amazon, so you could check it out at the Amazon store. And if you don't find what you're looking there, we make it even easier for you to get to Amazon now. All you do have to type into your navigation bar is esopodcast.com/ESOAmazon. It'll take you right to the Amazon store, and you can get some really cool gifts and shop to your heart's delight. It helps keep the lights on here at the station, and what the heck, you know, it helps support us and makes us happy campers at the holidays. What can we say? We like talking to you guys, and we might even have some even extra ways to talk to you coming soon. But that's a tease for a couple weeks from now. That's a whole nother story for another day. So let's get started with this week's podcast, and let's look at this week's rants and raves, where we talk about what's on our mind. And it's actually been a little while since we've actually done this. So what do we got to talk about tonight, Mike?
Well, one of the things that I got a chance to do, one of the things I did when we did go out the holiday weekend was went to the trip to the movie theater to see Moana. Look, if Disney's producing a tiki related kind of movie, you know that I'm going to be there. And this was a home run. The voice work is great. The animation was great. The story was amazing. The characters were really great. It's a very kind of small film for Disney. There's only maybe 8 characters in it, really, I think, that speak. And it's really kind of down to just a handful, really, that have really important parts. But that handful was pretty amazing. I mean, this is, I think, the first time I can remember that The Rock has done a voice, certainly for a Disney movie.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And he's perfect. It's just a lot of fun elements to it. This is by the directors of Little Mermaid. They've done a lot of other Disney movies as well, so they are no stranger to the Disney kind of, you know, formula. And this is formulaic to an extent, but I do think that a couple things that I noticed anyway was that the main character, Moana, is a very, very, very strong female character. Maybe one of the strongest I've ever seen in a Disney movie. She is very proactive and very fun to watch. And she has a great singing voice. I can't the actresses who plays her, I don't want to butcher her name, so I will leave it to people to look up. She's a talent, actually. She has a good singing voice, and she played a great character. And I also think that there was a lot of imagery taken from Polynesian culture to the extent that it wasn't bastardized. Instead, it was highlighted. And much in the same way that Kubu and the Two Strings was very exotic looking, Moana has the same. There's a lot of imagery in there that you wouldn't normally expect to see in a Disney movie. It's not nearly as dark as Kubu and the Two Strings. And it's not a dark movie at all. It's very uplifting. It's very light. I know, big surprise coming from Disney, but it's very fun. And but I do think that there's a lot of like really interesting imagery, interesting characters, things that you wouldn't, like I said, normally have seen in a Disney movie. And I give them a lot of credit for that. It's really cool. I definitely recommend people check it out.
That's awesome. It's on our list to see possibly this weekend. It's looked beautiful, and I've heard nothing but great things about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I hear there's pop figures too, so.
Nope. I already put a Don't go there. Do not go there. We do not need to look at more pop figures.
No. But it's a fun movie. It's good to see that Disney is just, you know, doing it right. I mean, I missed out on the earlier Disney movie that was in the animated movie that came out. Because you saw that one, right?
Zootopia was awesome.
Yeah, Zootopia, which I think is available now, like on demand and whatnot. So
it's also Blu-ray and DVD.
I need to check that out because that was really fun. Of course, Finding Dory was a blast. Very good film. So and with, you know, the Marvel movies and the live action versions of cartoons that they've done, and like Disney's done really well for themselves this year.
Oh, very much so.
And Marvel, the Marvel stuff has been amazing too.
Yeah, Marvel's been doing okay for itself.
If
yeah.
you own stock in Disney, I think you're happy.
Of course. The mouse is in the house, as they like to say.
Absolutely.
So it's actually pretty cool. You had mentioned that you had done some Black Friday shopping or went to the mall a little bit?
No.
We
avoided that like the plague.
Oh.
No, the only time we went out was to go to the movies and then to the grocery store, and then that was it. We kicked back, and like I said, I got some reading done. Saw some movies that I needed to just, you know, dialed up on the old TV, things like Ex Machina and The Martian, and what else did I watch? Expendables 3, just for fun. I just watched like some movies just to hang out and have some fun.
That's awesome. We actually did make it out. We didn't go like Thursday. We didn't go anywhere near any stores. A lot of the shopping we did, we actually did it online and then picked up the stuff at the stores where the lines weren't as much because it was later in the day on Friday. And we actually made it to Best Buy. And I know the people at Amazon are going, and we actually, you know, I had, you know, helped my brother-in-law research a new TV. And we picked that up for him. And there was a couple movies that I picked up. You know, that's one of the best things to do is to buy movies at Black Friday, is because you could buy them so much cheaper than when they first come out, like on Blu-ray or DVD. We picked up X-Men Apocalypse for like $7. We picked up Kubo and the Two Strings for, I think, for 10, Finding Dory for 10. We also got a couple others. We got the new Star Trek movie. We picked up, what was it, Batman, the 1966 series. We picked up season 3 for $8. So we got some good deals. I also very curious about this thing I picked up, though. For $6, we got Fargo season 1. And I've heard nothing but great things about it. But we just haven't watched it. So we figured, you know, around Christmas time, we'll probably just hang out and hunker down at the house and, you know, maybe power watch it. Because I don't think it, I think it's only like 13 episodes anyway. So it should be kind of cool to see. And, you know, we didn't go crazy. We didn't go fight the crowds or do anything like that, but have plenty of friends who did. And, you know, better power to them. I hope they got good deals and everything. And, you know, there just wasn't anything that we needed right now. So, you know, we'll talk more about gifts and stuff later in the episode. Did you actually see this, that Walking Dead this season has been dropping in ratings?
I did see that. And I'm sure this week's didn't really help anything.
No, it did not.
Which, you know, I mean, that's what The Walking Dead does. So this is the format that they've done like the last few seasons. And I know that some people don't like it. And, you know, but I still think even with it dropping some ratings, it's not in any danger. I think it's still, you know, pretty solid. It's still like right up there in the ratings. But I don't know what this means, which is, you know, I have been enjoying the season. I haven't, there wasn't any time where I was like, oh, that wasn't that good. Even last night's episode, it wasn't like a huge shocker, but it was kind of like, you know, allowing us to catch our breath before probably some stuff's going to go down. Cause I think we've only got two more episodes until like they take a little break.
Mm-hmm. They have just two episodes left and then they take a break, I think, till middle February.
Yeah. So, you know, that, you know, if they're getting ready to take a break, like the next two episodes are probably going to be intense. So
I hope so, because I don't think anyone was asking for an episode dedicated to Tara.
Maybe, but I have to, you know, we don't know. That stuff may really come down later to be really important.
There's a good possibility at it, and it wasn't a bad episode, but I know some of the people that are, you know, fans or semi-fans are dropping off because they just think they've gone too far this season and they're just nothing's really happening. But I think it's laying a foundation. It's laying foundation to me, is what I think.
I think so too. And I think, I think the format just throws people off too. I mean, I think, you know, having whole episodes devoted to Daryl, having a whole episode devoted to Tara, having a whole episode devoted to, you know, I don't know if it was the whole episode, but it was mostly like, you know, the Carol. Like, I think, you know, maybe they might be better, like just showing us a little bit of all that in one episode instead of just one episode focusing on that. But that's not the way that they do things. So,
nope.
And I think when you watch it week to week, you know, you're kind of hoping, oh, what's Negan going to do next? And you don't see Negan at all in an episode. You're kind of disappointed. But if this, like people who are binge watching it later on, I think they'll be fine. They'll just be like, oh, just cruise this and then, you know, go through that. And then there's Negan again. And then, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Totally understand that. They want wall-to-wall action, Negan busting in heads or zombies everywhere, blah, 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 blah. And it's not that.
It does feel a little, and I get it, you know, it does feel a little frustrating when they end on the cliffhanger and then the next episode, they don't deal with at all with anything that just happened in the last episode. So you got to wait another week and hope that they'll deal with it and then, and give you some closure, or they might focus on another character and then you got to wait another week. And cause I think it was after the initial premiere with Negan and what he did to Rick's group, it was three episodes till we saw Rick again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, you know, then we see Rick again and then, you know, that sort of stuff goes down and then we have to skip an episode where we don't see Rick again. So And we don't even know if we'll see them next week. We just don't know how, you know, how they're doing things. So I don't know if the format, if that would be better for people, because I think the characters are interesting and I think that they're doing some interesting things with them. You know, the thing about the thing that was kind of refreshing about the episode last night with Tara is that that none of that stuff is in the comic. So I didn't know what they were doing. So it was kind of refreshing. Well, sometimes, you know, you get kind of hung up and go, oh, well, that's in the comic. So I know what's going to happen here.
Well, Tara is a completely original character, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was interesting to see. And it wasn't a horrible episode, but it just was like, it wouldn't have been a character I would have focused on.
It starts off on the, and this is only minor spoilers, but it starts off on the beach. And for the first like 5-10 minutes, I'm going, am I watching Fear the Walking Dead instead? like what's going on here?
Exactly.
Because I don't want to do that.
Exactly. And I, yeah, you know, not to be a nitpicker, it definitely looks like they were filming this on the Georgia coast because the vegetation and stuff is not the Virginia coast where it's supposed to, the show is supposed to take place.
Sure.
And it's just like, oh yeah, I could tell. Oh, well, that's just being nitpicky. And
I think so. I mean, they've already got signed to do another season, and I think when all is said and done, they'll do 10 seasons and then they'll probably call it.
You think so?
I think they'll make it to 10.
Mm-hmm. And then Rick will wake up from the coma and it'll be, oh, it's just a dream.
Okay. Exactly.
Exactly. Yep.
That's what happens in the comic.
Oh, no, of course. They haven't. Oh, no.
No, the comic will go on and on and on and on and on.
Of course it will. So it's just interesting stuff, and it's been crazy. We actually had some losses recently that we haven't really talked about on the show. But we one of the big ones was for the geek community, mostly was Ron Glass, Shepherd Book from Firefly, just passed away.
Yeah. Of course, he'll always be what's his name on Barney Miller to me, because that's how I was introduced to him. But obviously for Firefly and Serenity fans, you know, it's a big community, and it's a big loss for that community. I think is that the first loss of that crew? Yeah, anybody from that show kind of going, and it was one of those things that we didn't really get a warning on, you know. It wasn't like, oh, Ron Glass is sick or something. It was just like, boom, he's gone. And, you know, combine that with the seemingly hundreds of other celebrities that we've lost this year, it just seems like, really, it's a month and a half to go. Can we just stop?
Mm-hmm. Death, please take a holiday. Listen to the Geek Guide, you know, gift guide. Why don't you do that? Not buy any, take anyone else.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be nice. Oh, well, it's just tough. And this year has just been crazy that way in so many different ways.
It's been a crazy year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, anyway, we want to hear from you guys at home. You know, let us know what's been going on with you guys. We want to hear, did you go shopping? Did you fight the crowds or not? Please let us know. ESOpodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment with our holiday gift guide.
There's a fair chance you don't like the news, and I get that. I'm Buzz Burbank, and I do a different kind of newscast I think you will like. I tell stories, true stories, because when you view it the right way, there's nothing more amazing than real life. I cover most of the stuff the big media outlets cover, but often with a different approach, richer in detail, and with a perspective that ties it all together so we have some idea of what it all means. I deliver stories that'll make you laugh, make you cry, and make you angry, because that is the nature of life, and because you cannot be a better citizen unless you understand and feel the news. I also don't cover some of the useless stories you'll find elsewhere, and do cover real stories the rest of the media somehow managed to avoid. With my nearly 40 years' experience in broadcast journalism and a love of writing, this is a news program that's custom-made for you. Buzz Burbank News and Comment is now a weekly show, new each Thursday and available free on iTunes, SoundCloud, and several other platforms, and at buzzburbank.com. In addition to the other shows you enjoy here on the ESO Broadcast Network, thank you for adding me to your playlist as well.
All right, folks, it's that time of the year again, and we are here to talk all about our holiday gift guide. This is our seventh year of doing this, and it's been quite successful. And, you know, especially when we give you our gift ideas and folks actually give us those gifts, it's actually a lot of fun. We're not doing it for that reason. We're trying to do it for the geek in your life. We're trying to suggest what would be great for you to give to your loved one, your friends, your neighbors who are geeks. And we have a great crew to talk all about this. Of course, let's go ladies first. Let's go with the lovely Tacoma Sanchez. Welcome.
Hey, I'm glad to be back. How are you guys?
We are doing great. It's great to have you back up on the station.
Why, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, well, that's awesome to hear. We missed you at the end of the DragonCon report, and hopefully I've heard rumors that you're going to be back for next year.
I will be back for next year. It's to be determined to what extent I will be at DragonCon this upcoming year, but I will still be there. Can't get rid of me that easy.
Yay! Mike is wiping his brow on that one. She's like,
well, I mean, since my recent haircut, I'm not sure that he's going to like my lack of pinup ability as much, but... We'll see, won't we?
Of course. And then, of course, we have the amazing artist herself, Miss Mary Ogle.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here.
Yes, you're on the other side of the station.
I was going to say she's on the other side of the station now.
We opened the ropes and she came over and she says, I want to talk about holiday stuff.
They let me free.
Well, you're the only survivor from last year, so congratulations.
Yeah, we'll see if I survive this year.
What is it? May the odds ever be in your favor?
Yeah. Of course, maybe I took the others out. You never know.
That explains so much.
That really does.
And we are joined once again.
Our guests have be warned now.
Yes. Speaking of our other guests, we are also joined by the amazing Gerald Glassford. Welcome, sir.
Hey, it's an honor indeed. I just want to say hello to everybody that's here, and I'm just excited to share all my gifts. I know you said, before the show that we couldn't go in order or couldn't say them all at once, but I really want to go in detail now. But I'm going to start with number one.
No, not yet.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just gonna read off my Amazon wish list. This exactly. Should only take like how much time do you have, Mike?
Yeah.
10 minutes for you, Mike.
10 hour minutes. One.
That's not even going to get past the first page. Ah,
all yeah. Our addresses will be in the show notes just in case anybody
anyone wants like. wants to drop bombs or, you know, stuff like that. Of course, you know, we could give all our lists, but we also want to hear from you guys at home. So write us esopodcast@gmail.com. So let's get started with our lists. This will probably go for a while. We're going to do round robin. And we are going to go start with Mary. What is your first?
Oh, boy. Okay, my first is can be found on Amazon and is the Space Station and Astronaut Chandelier.
Oh!
Because everyone needs a space station in their house if they're not already on a space station. And even if they are. This would be perfect for a kid's room, or my room. But it's very cool. It's a little space station with two light bulbs in the thrusters, and then two astronauts hanging down. And who would not love that?
That sounds pretty darn awesome, actually.
It is pretty darn awesome. Awesome.
Arsenal.
It's pretty darn awesome. And you can get it on Amazon, so you can get it through the ESO store.
And how much is that going to run, folks?
And it's a very reasonable sort of kind of $140, but it's cool. It's way cooler than, you know, the $25 thing you could get at Home Depot.
That's very true. All right. we're rolling now. Gerald, what do you got for your first one?
Well, I'm going to stick a lot to the licensed stuff as well, but I'm going to start off with something that every home or every, you know, man cave or every game room or every spare room or even every, you know what, your kitchen as well. Let's start off with the Star Wars Han Solo 12-liter mini fridge available. That's right. It's on Amazon, where it, hopefully you'll go through the ESO network link as well for, not too shabby, $199.99.
That is awesome. So it looks like Han in the Carbonite?
That is correct. It does have the 3D imaging of the front of Han trapped in the Carbonite. But if the $199 price tag is a little bit steep for some people, they have a 4-liter mini fridge version as well with the same Han Solo trapped in Carbonite front for $80, again, at Amazon.com.
I was going to say, shouldn't the mini fridge be like a Jawa or something?
Well, I'll tell you what, at this point in time, Princess Leia can go ahead and try to save once again, maybe with a cold beer or maybe with a, an iced tea or something of that you got stocked up in there.
That is awesome, sir. Good one for your first shot. All right, Tacoma.
I feel like I'm on some sort of strange commercial episode where everybody's plugging everything, and I'm just so boring compared to you all. I'm not a big person into gift cards, but this gift season, I'm actually big into gift cards, simply because most of the things that I want are all costume related. And it's honestly just easier to do a gift card in those instances. I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting some to my local fabric store so I can purchase some of the new awesome Simplicity patterns, cosplay patterns, and the McCall's patterns that they've come out with. Unfortunately, I missed the Black Friday sales, but I am hoping to get some of those.
Excellent. That's valid.
It's a budget conscious thing for everyone.
Absolutely.
No, I think the gift card idea is such a great idea because a lot of times you don't know what to shop for a person. And people think gift cards are impersonal, but I think sometimes those are the best gifts you can get. That way the person can pick out what they want and not have to have duplicates and such.
They're so practical.
That's kind of how I felt, gift cards aren't personal, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is like, I honestly have no idea what costumes it is that I'm going to do for Dragon Con coming up. And having a gift card gives me the ability for me to choose something rather than having something handed to me or having something not work or whatever. And I'm one of those people where, I don't know about you guys, but I don't need a lot of stuff. The holidays are less about stuff for me. So... Mm-hmm. I'm strange like that.
No. I think they're especially good for artsy craftsy people too, because you just you can't determine beforehand what those people are going to need.
Exactly.
So for some so they can go and pick out their own supplies, their own fabric. That's a great idea.
No, exactly. Or find out what their favorite store is, like Tacoma was saying. Like a fabric store or like someone like Mark Maddox, get them a Blick art supply store or, something like that.
Right. Exactly.
So, or your favorite podcaster to Guitar Center or something.
It would have to be an award-winning gift.
Of course. Darn straight for Mark Maddox. Darn.
Exactly.
All right, Mikey, what do you got for your first round?
Well, I decided to go with the higher item first just because I think, this is something that I would love to have, but obviously, unless the listeners want to start a Kickstarter. But it's actually pretty reasonable considering that we've been waiting for 50 years for one of these. And because of Star Trek's 50th anniversary, they finally come out with an actual communicator that works. It actually can pair with a Bluetooth enabled phone, and it was created using 3D scans of actually one of the props from the original series. It looks beautiful. It's about time. Ever since we've had, flip phones, I've always said, why isn't there one that looks like a communicator? Why hasn't Paramount or somebody like marketed this thing? And finally we get one, and it took a while for it to come out and get it right. I think the initial earlier this year when it came out, I think some of the initial reviews were not so kind, but I think they've managed to get the bugs straightened out for what it is. And but yeah, I mean, it looks pretty cool. I don't know that it's available on Amazon, but it is considered a replica, prop replica. So it's a little pricier, but you can usually get it for somewhere between like $150, $120, something like that. So
that's not bad.
Not bad for something like, yeah, I mean, that's like, I mean, it's, I mean, if you're using it as a phone, I don't know how practical it is, but this isn't really about practicality. This is unlike Tacoma's suggestion, this is not practical at all. This is just awesome.
No, I totally understand that. All right, for my first one, I am going to go fairly practical. Everything this year is, it seems like, looking for the personal assistants, the digital ones mostly. And, you know, like you have, you know, Alexa, you also have, Google has a brand new one out. I'm going to suggest the Echo Dot, actually, which is a smaller version of the Alexa one. Echo Dot is a hands-free voice control device that uses Alexa to play music, control smartphone, your home, any of your smart devices at home, like your heater or your air conditioning, your TV, your radio. It could provide you information. It could read the news to you. It's actually pretty darn awesome.
Did you ever see that episode of the Black Mirror where they actually had a device and it was a little you, basically, that they had extracted like a cookie almost that did all of that for you and knew you better than you? It was really surreal. I'm sorry. That's just it. It's what reminded me of it. But those are really neat devices, especially when you look at the ability to link all of your home electronics together, mm-hmm. including even your door locks.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Now you have to go out and buy those Bluetooth enabled door locks, though. Unless you're
all a vast conspiracy.
Of course it is. And the Dot is available, of course, through Amazon, and they have it for $39.95 right now through the holidays. So check it out. We made it through the first round, guys. We haven't killed each other. That's pretty good.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet, indeed.
What kind of holiday is this?
Exactly. This is nothing like my family reunions. Come on.
That was for Black Friday.
Okay. We throw things at each other at my family reunions. All right. Let's start with Mike this time for round two.
Round two, I'm going to go with something. Look, I had to go with something tiki, right? Just because that's who I am. So, but I'm also going, I know the audience here, so I'm going to go with something geeky as well. And they actually came out this year with Star Wars themed tiki cups, tiki mugs. They're really more like cups. They're ceramic, but they're mass produced. So the design looks great. You can buy them individually. There's six of them. One is R2-D2, one's Yoda, one's Chewbacca, one's Darth Vader, one's a Stormtrooper, and one is Boba Fett. You can get them individually. So if someone likes, you know, Darth Vader or Boba Fett or R2-D2, you can get them just the one. And that usually will run you just about $10, really. But they can also sell them as a set too. So you can get all six for, I think it's well under 100. I think it's only like $70 if you get the whole set. So, they're very awesome looking. They are, you know, very, oddly enough, they look very authentically tiki. And, of course they're geeky because they're Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And I'm surprised that, we'll see. I think these are doing really well. They were on sale, at the beginning of the year. It's when they first came out, and I think they've done really well. They are a ThinkGeek exclusive, so you do have to get them through ThinkGeek.com. You can find them actually in the stores. We actually have a ThinkGeek store now here at the Mall of Georgia, and I actually have seen them in person, so that they're pretty cool looking. But I would not be surprised if this doesn't start some sort of tiki geeky trend where we get Lord of the Rings ones, we get Star Trek ones, we get, you know, more and more. So, my tiki mug collection couldn't explode more. Yeah. This could be the start of something really bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go this time. Let's go with Tacoma.
So,
hold on.
On my list, can actually be found.
You were breaking up big time when you first started. Are you good? Yeah, you started breaking up big time. Started that over again.
Am I better now? Am I better now?
A little bit, yes.
No?
Yes, go.
Okay, we'll try. Okay, so next on my list can actually be found on Amazon, and that is giant rolls of EVA or craft foam. Which you use for a lot of armor builds. You can actually get giant 60-foot rolls of that on Amazon with free shipping, with or without Prime, for $21.99.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a good idea.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. What? I mean, what? It goes in conjunction with my next item, but shh.
Okay, okay, Gerald.
I have to wait till my turn.
Yes, you do. Ha. All right, Gerald, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was busy ordering the tiki cups. Actually, that was a great idea. That's really cool. I just was taking a look at them online on ThinkGeek. That was really cool. My next suggestion, well, you know, there's a lot of comic book fans out there. And, you know, these days where they're buying comic books and spending, you know, comic books are not as cheap as they once were. Let's just put that out of the way. And I know that people need to treat them carefully. Want the special ones that come out, the limited edition ones that come out, and then also other, you know, just the way they treat even everyday ones that are now $4, $5, $6 an issue, and even ones that you see at the comic book stores that go even higher. Well, for those people that really truly like to take care of their comic books, but still love reading comics and the stories behind them. How about a subscription to Marvel Unlimited? Right now, they're doing a deal which is $60 for 12 months if they use the code STRANGE. I wonder what that comes from. But if they use the code STRANGE, it's $60 a year. And right now, they're offering over 17,000 digital comics for you to read and peruse through. So for the Marvel fan in your life, if, you know, and we're always on the go when we're, you know, if we're at the DMV or the doctor's office or whatnot, and we have our smartphone, that's a great thing to do. Is if they have, they can just put, you know, add the Marvel app. They have the subscription they've been given that you gave to them as a gift. So I think it's a really good idea, and that's at a decent price for $60 a year. Again, if they use the code STRANGE.
That's kind of strange for you, but I love it. I know, Mary. Go ahead.
My next pick is a bit ridiculous, but it's cool, so I don't care. It is the Star Wars Boba Fett Nutcracker.
And okay.
Yes, it's totally ridiculous and absurd and useless, but I don't care because it's Boba Fett. And he looks so awesome. I mean, it's actually a really good replica of Boba Fett in Nutcracker form.
If I may, I just wanted to say, if anyone ever says or ever questions that Star Wars will not license their products on pretty much anything, you just have to mention just mention that.
Exactly. But who could resist a Boba Fett Nutcracker? And it's available at ThinkGeek for only $34.99. And he's just freaking cool. If you can have Funko Pops, then darn it, you can have a Boba Fett Nutcracker.
That's awesome. I love the idea.
It's amazing that, you know, with the Force Awakens, like, Star Wars is just back so huge. I mean, you can really get anything Star Wars related now. I mean, of course, we mentioned the Nutcracker and the Tiki mugs. But I mean, if you look at Amazon or you know, ThinkGeek or wherever, I mean, there's just tons and tons of merchandise now with Star Wars on it. And that wasn't true like a few years ago. I think Force Awakens really woke up the merchandise people.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how Star Wars has come back in a big way. I mean, that it was kind of, I think, well, Clone Wars was kind of keeping it alive, but after the sequels, man, people were, yeah.
They were worried.
Star Wars, yeah.
Nobody wanted a Jar Jar. Nobody wanted a Jar Jar Nutcracker.
No, there are no Jar Jar Nutcrackers.
No, I would have to see if there I thought there would be a Jar Jar Binks, maybe hand grenade cracker or something like that. But
right. now I want to see a Jar Jar Binks nutcracker.
All right. In 2017, we have one of my favorite shows is returning to the air. And yes, I'm talking about Twin Peaks. And there's a great book that was written by co-creator of the show, Mark Frost. And it's The Secret History of Twin Peaks, which goes into the world origin of the series, placing the unexplained phenomena that unfolded there into a vast layered, wide-ranging history. And beginning from the, you know, Lewis and Clark era all the way up to the present time of the TV show. So it sounds pretty darn awesome. And it's a hardback and it's only for sale for $25.99. And of course on Amazon. And of course you could put your right on your coffee table with a darn good cup of coffee.
So, nice tie-in.
I thought that would be cool. And then while you're buying coffee, you could also get some Keurig, you know, pods for your coffee maker. Through the Amazon store, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Because Keurig makes a damn good cup of coffee also. Not that I'm plugging or anything.
Stocking stuffers.
Exactly.
Hey, man, who's paying for this episode?
Gee, if Amazon doesn't get some business from us after this episode. All right. 2 rounds. We've made it. All right. Let's start with round 3. Gerald, you're up first.
Okie dokie. My next selection is going to be something that I've talked about a couple times on my show. That's because of the anniversary and whatnot. In fact, it's the 50th anniversary for Star Trek this year. So what better way for the Trekkie in your life to, you know, catch up or basically make sure that they have a pretty good collection to start off with than the Star Trek 50th Anniversary Blu-ray collection. The lowest price I could find currently is $129.99 at Best Buy. Amazon does have it available just a little tick higher, and maybe that's the best place to go to get it there, but it is Best Buy at $129.99. It is just, you know, for all the original movies, the original TV show, all the Blu-rays are there for you, plus a lot of behind-the-scenes footage and documentaries. For that person in your life that is a true Star Trek fan or someone that's really just getting into the series because of the reboots, this is a great way to get them started.
That is awesome. That is very fun.
It's good stuff to have, man. That's stuff that I was watching some Star Trek over the Thanksgiving break, some original series, and the remastered stuff just looks so beautiful.
Okay, Tacoma, you're up next. You've been biting at the bit trying to get this one on.
I have. So in conjunction with the EVA or the craft foam that you can also purchase on Amazon, there is a heat gun, which is what you will also need to form your craft foam into the pieces that you need. And you can get that either from Amazon, from any of your local hardware stores. I recommend, there's not really a brand per se that's the best, but I do recommend that you spend between $25 and $40 on one. And it's going to take some practice, but from all of the research I've had, that's usually a good route to go as far as that the heat gun choices are. Yeah, so we're venturing away from the geeky things and into the hardware store.
Wow, cool.
That's cool though. As far as with a now in your experience with a glue gun, is there like, does it come with like accessories that are necessary, or is it just kind of a standard
To correct that, it's not a glue gun; it's a heat gun. There's no glue sticks or anything involved. This is strictly to actually basically melt the foam or your thermoplastic. Oh, gotcha, so as you get into cosplay and whatnot, further in your advancement of your cosplay career or hobby, you'll start venturing into other different materials like thermoplastics and even, like I said, just the craft foam. There are accessories that do come with it. You don't necessarily need them. I do recommend that you pick up an extension cord. Most of them have a pretty decent extension cord or cord length on them already. But depending on where it is that you're going to be doing it and where your outlets are set up, a cheapy extension cord is more than enough.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Because, yeah, before I was thinking glue gun, I'm like,
Yeah, no. We're stepping it up from the glue guns.
Although I'm sure that gets a lot of use as well.
They do very much so. But you do want to make sure that you adhere to all safety precautions. The heat guns can get really, really hot. So.
Mm-hmm. Very much. So I've seen the burns. Not very fun.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Let's go for Mike next.
I'm a big fan of, for gifts, either getting or giving, art books. Art books are really nice, compilations, especially that people don't really think about getting for themselves. So they're really good items to give to somebody who like loves a particular, movie or whatnot. Certainly, most of the movies that are made today, usually there's released an art book. So whether you've just seen Moana or you're a big fan of the Iron Giant, you're excited about seeing Rogue One, all the Pixar movies, all the Marvel movies have art books that are available. And they're usually coffee table size, usually kind of some of them are a lot smaller now. I would definitely, if I had to pick one this year that stands out for me, it's The Art of Kubu and the Two Strings. That movie is so beautiful, and the designs are so gorgeous in the making of that. I actually did go ahead and purchase that myself, and I can tell you that it's even if you've never seen the movie, it's just full of great imagery that you can get lost in by looking at this book. So certainly if there's an artist or a fan of any particular franchise that you think might have everything, they probably don't have an art book. So I would definitely recommend one of those. And like I said, in particular, for those people who haven't seen Kubo and the Two Strings, that's also available on Blu-ray now, as well as the whole Leica set. You can get a set of all four movies that they've come out with now. And I definitely those are great ideas as well. Side tangent ideas, but mm-hmm. those make great stocking stuffers. An art book, not so much.
It's interesting because we did pick up Kubo over Black Friday, and it is amazing the extras they have on there. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch it yet, Mike.
I don't. I actually haven't gotten the Blu-ray yet of it.
So. Okay, you will be so happy with all the extras they have on it. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's definitely worth getting Kubo for, the house. It's a great thing to do.
The like I said, the art book is just beautiful. And I grew up with art books. I mean, I remember getting The Art of Star Wars. I just have liked the behind the scenes stuff. The designs that go into making these movies are usually just as incredible, if not sometimes more so than the movies themselves.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think that's a great idea. It's beautiful stuff, and it was such a great movie in the first place. All right.
Absolutely.
All right, Miss Mary.
All right. My next pick is the Exploding Kittens card game.
I've played that. We had it at game night last year. It was awesome. Yeah.
Isn't it awesome?
Yes.
This was a project that was started on Kickstarter, and it is the most backed project in Kickstarter history, because who could resist giving money to Exploding Kittens? But basically it's sort of like Uno or even Russian roulette, where players draw cards until someone gets an exploding kitten, at which they either explode out of the game or they have a defuse card, which can defuse the kitten with things like belly rubs and catnip. And it's just an awesome, fun, super fun game to play. The illustrations are by The Oatmeal, which, if you have not seen those cartoons online, please seek them out, because The Oatmeal is a fantastic cartoonist. So, yep, everybody go out to Amazon and buy some Exploding Kittens.
Wow. That's awesome. My next one is something we've been talking about on the show for a couple weeks now. I've been hinting at it. It's called the NES Classic Edition. The original Nintendo is back, folks. And it has been so popular that it has pretty much sold out everywhere you could try to get it. I was
going to say, isn't this one hard to get?
It is extremely hard to get, but Nintendo is making more, and they're guaranteeing more by the holiday dates. And so this system, of course, comes with 30 built-in games. Pre-installed games include Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong, The Legend of Zelda, Pac-Man, Dr. Mario, Mega Man, Final Fantasy, and dozens of others. Not a bad deal for only $59.99. Right now, places are trying to hike up the price because it is hard to get, and they're selling for over $200. And don't pay that, folks. Wait till it's available again, and it will. And it comes with warning. It just comes with one controller. You could buy a second controller for only $10. So, you know, wait till it's $59.99, and you can get for just about $70 two controllers and the game unit. And it comes with an HDMI cable, so it hooks right to your TV. You don't have to worry about going to the back of your TV and flipping between TV and video.
We're old.
I know. A lot of the younger folks will not get that one. So it's going to be interesting, you know, what you could get out there. And so it's awesome that we did that. And so that brings a close to the next round. We're going for round four, folks. Can we make it? No one has cursed at each other yet. This is good.
We can do this.
I know.
I believe in all of you.
We could use the force. Mr. Mike, you're going first.
I'm going first. Okay. Well, I'm going to stick with the sort of the art books a little bit. You know, unfortunately, well, heck, we've lost a lot of people in 2016, and to tribute every one of them would just take too much time, way more time than we have. So, but I was thinking about unique gifts or things that people might not have, and regarding some of the talents that are no longer with us. And the one that that struck me the most, which I did purchase earlier this year, is it's by DC Comics, and it's the DC Comics art of Darwin Cook. Most people have New Frontier. A lot of people have, you know, some of his IDW stuff, his Parker stuff, and that's all great. And I definitely recommend you should get all that stuff. But there's a book that kind of covers almost his entire career at DC outside of the actual, you know, New Frontier itself, and covers all his short stories, a lot of his work that he did on a lot of other characters. And it's just beautiful stuff. And you can definitely see from the start to finish some of the progression that he made over the years and why his loss is such a big, big blow to the community, because he was so talented and so influential. Definitely recommend it. Now, the book itself in hardcover form, it's about $25-26. So it's not that bad for what you get. It's a nice hardcover, and there's I can't remember how many pages it is. Let's see if I scroll down here. It is a whopping 400 pages. So
wow.
Of amazingly great material. And it feels like you're looking at a career of a man, and a very talented one at that. And I can't recommend it enough.
Wow. Okay. That is awesome, sir. All right, Mary.
All right. My next one is a book also, and it's the Doctor Who Graphica. It's an infographic guide to space and time. And there are some just stunning illustrations in this. And it's quite like Doctor Who. It's completely absurd. It's infographics for things like the strangest weapon in the universe, or how many times the letter A occurs in the name of companions. But yeah,
do you know that answer?
Just well, not off the top of my head, but if you buy Who Graphica on Amazon, I feel like a shill for Amazon. The interesting thing about this is you can get the paperback book for $12.81, and the Kindle version is $12.99. Okay, go figure. I'm not even sure why you would want this type of thing in a Kindle version, but the paperback book is quite stunning. The illustrations are really cool, and it's just be a nice sort of sidebar to your Whovian fandom.
Mm-hmm. No, it sounds awesome. And it is like, what do you need to know? That is cool. Good job, Mary.
You need to know everything.
Of course we need to know.
Absolutely.
Okay, Tacoma.
All right. So the next on my list is actually a local business to the Atlanta area. And that is the Engineer Guy, if any of you are familiar with it. It's a special effects and basically engineering goo kind of factory. I get a lot of my makeup products and prosthetic building supplies there. They actually do a convention called GooCon in July, where they do a series of workshops where you can learn how to actually cast things and make silicone and latex prosthetic molds, among other things, and like how to paint them properly and how to care for them and different techniques. So my next item is actually just a pass for the convention in July, which is ridiculously inexpensive. I believe it's a 2-day convention. It's been around for about 3 years now. And I think it's like $20, maybe $30 for the weekend. So it's something that a lot of people could get that's still a really thoughtful gift. And as you con knowers go, cons are expensive. Everything helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, very much so. Don't we know that? That's awesome. All right, Gerald.
Well, Mike, you spoke of the incredibly hard to find as of right now, the Nintendo console, the classic version, obviously, that is, you know, so hard to get, but will be made available hopefully in spades by the time Christmas rolls around, because I know that's going to be a great gift. But what about the original games themselves? And the reason why I say that is because my next choice on the list, someone that you may be familiar with, Rob McCallum, who I know you recently saw a showing of his latest documentary, Missing Mom. Well, I don't want to say his claim to fame, but probably his most well-known project is a documentary that came out last year, but has also done big business within the past 30 days. It's Nintendo Quest. And it's a story about his lifelong best friend, Jay Bartlett, and the challenge that he gives to him to try and amass the entire Nintendo electronic system, the entire list of games, which totals well over 600, within a 30-day span of time. So the entire movie focuses on that quest, but it's not just about the quest. The reason why I love that film so much and highly recommended it to everyone as a gift to give the film fan and classic collector fan and also gaming fan alike is that it also tells a human story. There's an element there that I think a lot of people weren't expecting when they watched it, which actually ultimately makes out the movie a much better film because of it. So that's Nintendo Quest. It is available on Amazon.com, which you can obviously access through the ESO Network portal. It's available right now on DVD at $12.99. And it is definitely a great documentary to see. It's actually one of the best video game documentaries ever made.
Nice.
That's awesome. No, that's cool. You know, remember, folks, we do have an Amazon store. Not that we haven't talked about it at all.
What?
I know. Shocker, isn't it? All right. My is going to be a book also for this time. It's called The Making of Outlander Book. It is covers season 1 and 2 of Outlander, and it features, of course, a introduction by the creator of the books and the series, Diana Gabaldon, and never seen before photos and interviews with the cast. And also, I heard there's going to be costume designs and just a lot of great stuff from the two seasons, especially the second season where they were in France, and it was France of the 18th century. It's just amazing stuff to see the costumes, you know, from that era and how they did the great reproductions. It was just a lot of fun, and it's definitely worth checking out. Of course, shocker, it is available on the Amazon store, and it is going to be for sale for $50. So it is a hardback. So be prepared to, you know, for you Outlander fans to check it out.
Wow, you're such a romantic.
Oh, I'm doing it for Judy. Actually, handed that one to me. So
I could tell.
Yeah. So it's definitely worth checking out for anyone who's into that stuff. So with that being said, let us now go to the final round. And of course, you know, if we have time, we might talk about some extras. But let's get started with who hasn't gone first yet? Me. All right. We're going to do the Spin Masters Air Hogs Star Wars Remote Control Millennium Falcon Quadcopter. With all the cool, you know, things out there that are, you know, you could fly around with, you know, drones and such, why not have a drone that looks just like the Millennium Falcon? It's radio controlled and it is pretty darn awesome. Whether you're invading the Empire by flying into an asteroid field, heading into combat against enemy forces, or smuggling two Jedi Knights, or peeking over someone's backyard, you could have the Millennium Falcon coming right over your house.
Speaking See, that would be perfect for dive bombing your Boba Fett nutcracker.
Exactly. See, tying it into the other gifts. Exactly. Or if you're trying to rescue the frozen Han Solo refrigerator.
I noticed that, yes, peeping seems to be one of the advantages that you can use with this. And I just think it's just kind of strange. It's like, is that kind of offset the negative aspect of peeping? It's like, you were peeping on me, but you were peeping on me using a Millennium Falcon drone. So that balances out. That's actually pretty cool.
Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised.
You've gone from creepy to cool.
Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised if we see it flying through the lobby of the Marriott at DragonCon this next year.
Oh man, that's just what we need.
Yes. Drones in the lobby of the Marriott.
Drone wars.
Oh, that would be actually kind of fun. Yeah, hey, look, there's the Millennium Falcon. And wait, there is a Star Destroyer drone following it.
Oh, no, there's a Death Star drone.
Oh, exactly. That's not a moon drone. That's a Death Star. So, yes, folks, it is actually pretty cool. It's selling only for $109. And this one can be found actually at Best Buy.
Is it an actual drone? I mean, how much would like just an average, like if you wanted to get a medium kind of size drone, would that cost you a lot?
Oh, this is a fraction of what an actual drone, probably a good drone, could cost for like a medium size. You're talking at least $250.
Yeah. Those are still kind of out there.
Oh, yeah. They're getting cheaper, but there's also more restrictions on where you could fly them. And, you know, you can't get into any flight path of an airplane and, you know, stuff like that. Silly thing like that. Don't go by power cables, you know, trees, schools, White House, you know, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Trump Tower.
Exactly. We're not saying anything on that at all. All right. Let us go for Tacoma next.
My very last pick is my most expensive, and that is actually DragonCon related. I have been dying since I went to my very, very first DragonCon to attend one of these special effects workshops, which range anywhere between, I think, like $100 and $300. In particular, the one where they talk about airbrushing and airbrushing like full body makeup. In that particular workshop, not only do you learn the technique on how to do it, but you actually get an airbrush and a like 4-ounce vial of paint for you to actually be able to use. So it's really a good value. Not only are you learning the technique, but you actually get a lot of the equipment. You still have to go out and buy a compressor, which is also on the list that I can't mention because we're only allowed to mention 5 things, but it's one of the things that I've always wanted to do, and that's definitely on my wish list.
That's really cool. I you know, that probably goes in addition to that, or piggybacking on that, it would be, you know, obviously pretty cool to get someone either a Dragon Con membership if they don't already have one, or there's certainly a lot of events that happen around Dragon Con that cost extra that, you know, people need assistance with, or it's just any convention. It doesn't have to be Dragon Con. Convention experiences can be quite memorable. And if you don't have to pay for it, that's even better.
Well, exactly. And that's one of the things actually Judy and I are doing now. You know, we're not giving really gifts to each other. We're doing experiences, going places, seeing things. Because, you know, there's only so much you can do, you know, and take with you.
Oh, yeah. That's very much the same plane I'm on. I would much rather have an experience of something, which, I mean, while we've been doing this podcast, I feel kind of lame because all of my stuff is practical, but they all relate to experiences for me. And that's something that I personally like more than just accumulating cool stuff that I have to dust.
I definitely understand that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. Let's go for Mary.
Okay, well, this next one's a bit of a departure, but I just think it's a cool use of technology. And it's really for more the HGTV obsessed person in your life. And it's a gift certificate to Decorist.com. And that's a site where you can upload your photos and hire a professional designer to design the room that you want. And this is one of the priciest things I have on my list. It's $299 per room, but that's way cheaper than it would be to get, you know, an interior designer to come over to your house and design a room for you. And I just think it's a cool idea to expand that for people who wouldn't normally have access to a designer, because these are all professional designers. You can either choose one or they'll assign you one based on your tastes and your interests. And I just thought it was a cool use of technology.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. That is really cool.
Do they have any that specialize in nerd rooms?
I'm sure they do. The way with how big nerd culture is right now, I can't see how they wouldn't. You just tell them I need a room where my Boba Fett nutcracker is going to be the centerpiece. And they go to town. Mm-hmm.
They fly over with their drone.
Any room that I'm in automatically becomes the nerd room.
I think that's probably true for all of us.
Yeah, I was going to say hello.
Well said.
Exactly. All right, Mikey.
This my last entry here comes actually was recommended by my 10-year-old nephew, because it's something that he would like, or was very interested in. And it is the Lego Kids DC Superheroes minifigure alarm clock. This one is Lego Batman. He's about, and it says a minifigure, but for a Lego, he's pretty big because he's 9.5 inches tall. So for a Lego figure, that's insanely big. But he's an alarm clock. He has a digital readout on his chest right underneath the bat emblem. And he looks like a really large Lego fit Batman, which of course would be really big with the Lego Batman movie coming out next year. You can also get him as other characters too. They have a Superman, a Joker. They even have Wonder Woman and some non-DC superheroes. If you scan, they have Yoda. They have, I think BB-8 is actually one of them as well. He likes Batman. So unfortunately, it doesn't wake up. Like when I was a kid, I used to have a Batman alarm clock, and it was Batman and Robin. And when it went off, it was Batman basically saying, "Hey, Robin, we got to get this guy up because he needs to go to school," or that kind of thing. And it was kind of cool for like a week, and then it got really annoying. But this Batman doesn't have a voice. It's just a sound that goes off, and it gets louder and faster if you don't get up. So as longer it goes, but it's still pretty cool. But this thing goes for about $24. So anything Lego these days is kind of, I think they added like $5-$10 to everything Lego this season.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Understand that completely. All right. Let's go with Gerald to wrap it up.
Alrighty. My final choice, for the evening, unless we go into overtime. My final choice for the evening comes from my good friend and gentleman who's actually been on the podcast that I'm on with me on many of occasions. He's my good friend, Josh Peterson, and he has a book that's available on Amazon.com, which you should go through the ESO portal when doing so. It's called Vendetta Dark. It's a superhero novel of sorts. It's actually, I've read it myself on more than one occasion, and I think it's a very good read. I'm going to read you the synopsis here in a second, but it is available in paperback for $14.99, as I said, on Amazon.com. Or if you do the Kindle thing, as we talked about earlier, that's available now on $4.99 or free if you want to give the gift of Kindle Unlimited. So just to give you an idea what the synopsis would be, and like I said, it's available today on Amazon.com. The hero, his name is Tobias Hastings, but he isn't your normal teenager. Having spent his entire life confined to a hospital bed, he knew his days were numbered. When death finally comes, he discovers it to be nothing like he had actually imagined. Reborn with mysterious abilities, he now faces the decision of living the normal life he's always wanted, or saving his father from Sebastian Carmichael, who now has his sights on both him and his mother. With this in mind, he has no choice. Indeed. With this in mind, he has no choice but to harness his new gifts and become the hero this city desperately needs. And if you read it, it harkens a lot to influences of Batman and other superhero lore. So if you're out there and you're looking to get into another different kind of superhero type format, as far as it's concerned, you know, maybe, you know, trying to get behind another good read, definitely this could be some good winter reading for you, or for someone that you love that's really into superhero books. It's once again Vendetta Dark, and it's available on Amazon.com today.
Awesome. That is it. We have wrapped up, and almost perfectly, that we got through five rounds without any screaming or shouting. Well, maybe a little shouting. I'm actually pretty shocked. Any honorable mentions real quick before we get out of here?
I can give you one.
Go for it, Mary.
There's a quite beautiful video game called Child of Light. Which
that
is
game's amazing.
Isn't it beautiful?
Definitely.
It is.
I highly recommend it. The graphics are incredible, sort of watercolor looking, golden age of illustration type graphics. The world is very rich. There's combat. You can solve puzzles. You can search for mysteries. It's and it has a female protagonist. And I think any, especially teenagers, would love it. And I would highly recommend it. And you can download it from Amazon.
Wow. Amazing.
You don't say.
is awesome.
What's, last year when we were talking about gifts and everything, I think a lot of the things we noticed that both coloring books and vinyl records were the thing that of last year that were sort of coming back. Is there anything that you guys see that this year is like, oh, that's coming back now? Besides the Nintendo, right?
Yeah.
I mean, aside from trolls. that's a mad flashback for me.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of old gaming consoles.
Retro gaming is really, really picking up, which is something that my boyfriend and I are both in. And actually, on the topic of the classic NES, the mini one that's come out, I actually bought my boyfriend for Christmas. He already knows about it. You can get a Raspberry Pi Zero on Amazon for $5. And there's actually a YouTube video and tutorial with a complete list of everything you need. You spend about $70 to actually build an NES system inside of an NES cartridge, and you can actually load everything Nintendo's ever made onto it. Wow. So that's his Christmas present. Awesome. And there's no soldering required. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Cause we had actually looked at getting one of the little minis, but essentially all it is a Raspberry Pi with the 30 preloaded games on it. So you're essentially paying for a fancy computer case.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's great for little techie people who want to build things. And the best part is because it's a Raspberry Pi, you can take the little SD cartridge out and load something else into it, and it becomes something completely different. You can use it as a media server. You can load a whole computer on it. I mean, you can load an OS on it and run a bunch of things.
That is cool.
They're neat.
That is cool. That is cool. Any other ones?
I actually had one left, but I see Dacoma. She wanted to, I think, chime in with hers first. So please, I apologize.
Oh, no, I didn't have anything else to say in regards to anything at all.
fair enough. I just saw a flash of that. Oh, you got something else. No problem. Mine is just quick. You can go to the department stores and find these, the grocery stores and find these, or you can go online. But, you know, the WWE Network is out there, and they also have a line of great gift cards that you can get for people out there. I know, Mike, you had touched on how gift cards can actually be a great gift worth giving. And definitely, if there is a wrestling fan in their lives that really enjoys watching, the hours and hours of content that's available on the network, they can get it for just
$9.99.
Indeed. But yes, gift cards are readily available for subscriptions. So that's and plus, like I said, it's a great way to just neatly in a card. There you go. Inexpensive. And you can get someone a really nice subscription that at least get them started on a world of professional wrestling, programming that's unlike any other.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right. I have one other, of course. I wouldn't be able to get through the show without mentioning Funko Pop figures.
Woohoo!
Of course. And my highlight for the holiday season is the Animaniacs.
I saw those.
That's a good one.
They have Yakko, Wacko, and Dot.
And they came out with Pinky and the Brain, too.
I have Pinky and the Brain already. It is awesome. And it is just great that Funko is continuing the tradition of robbing me blind at the holiday season. And it's one of my nasty habits, and you could have that nasty habit too. You could find Funko Pop figures at everywhere nowadays. You can find them at Walgreens. You can find them at Target, at Walmart, at, of course, more of the specialty stores, like, going to Hot Topic, or, one of the bookstores like Barnes & Noble, 10 or Books A Million, has them. Toys R Us has them. You literally can't go 15 feet at a store without finding at least one Pop figure. And to the geniuses there, I hate your guts.
Take my money,
damn it.
They'll surely feel some guilt as they roll away in their Maseratis, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Oh, exactly.
They feel terrible.
Or we call it the factory that Faber built, basically. Between myself and William. So it is
gas money.
Exactly. So it is just, you could find tons of Funko Pop figures, any topic. And it's great. The ones you find and out there and, collect them. There are now ones that are hundreds of dollars valued at, and it's just amazing. And it's just, kind of cool. You just pick it up for $8-$9 at a certain store and, keep it in the box, which kind of ruins the fun of it. But, that's a collector in me who, have to talk about that.
But mine free.
You set them free. You throw out the boxes. It's awesome. And I have shelves and shelves full of them. And, I'm fine with it. With that, have a happy holiday. We want to hear from you. What are you guys looking forward to for your holiday season gifts? Please write us ESOpodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's take a quick break. Angela's up next with her Geek Girls Take, and then we have the Con Report.
Welcome to a Geek Girls Take. I'm your host, Angela, and this week, this Geek Girl is talking about one of my favorite Steam games, Crypt of the Necrodancer. Now, I love playing music rhythm games, so this game really appeals to me. First off, you're a young girl who is searching for her father. You've fallen into this crypt, and you've died or bumped your head, and you've been resurrected by a necromancer. And now your heart beats to the different beats of songs. The soundtrack in this game is by Danny Baranowski, or you can even use MP3s from your own collection for the game. So there's a lot of replay value in this game just on the songs alone that you can use. This game is super challenging. You have to fight monsters to the beats in different dungeons, and some of the monsters are way more challenging than others and will just make you want to pull your hair out. It has a lot of replay value and is super addicting when you really get into playing it. I know I've been fighting with one of the dungeons, and I just can't get through it, and it drives me crazy. There are also daily dungeons, multiple characters that you can unlock and play, and you also can use a beat pad, and there's a local co-op mode, too, so you can also play with your friends. If you like dungeon games and rhythm games, then you'll really, really like Crypt of the Necrodancer. It's on Steam, and it really doesn't cost that much. I think I got it for $3 on sale, so it's really, really affordable to play. So thanks for listening to A Geek Girl's Take. What will I talk about next week? Well, you're going to have to listen to find out.
Welcome back. Now it's time for the ESO Con Report.
One convention that I wanted to talk about that I had a little bit of experience with a couple weeks ago is Heroes and Villains. Heroes and Villains came to the Atlanta area, and it was at the Georgia World Congress Center. And it's put on by the same folks that do Walker Stalker. So it had a very familiar feel to it. And I talked about how Walker Stalker Con was about a month ago on the Con Report, and how it's a different kind of fan experience in some ways, because it's very much signature celebrity driven, photo op driven. But yet, you know, it is still a pretty cool, I think, experience, especially if you're really into something. And for those people who are really into The Walking Dead, Walker Stalker Con is a great event. Heroes and Villains, I was very surprised and when I got there that it was much smaller than the Walker Stalker Con. It's put on by the same people, but it's a lot smaller. It's they have a lot of guests, a lot of celebrities, mainly from the CW shows that are on network, particularly Arrow. I think most of the cast of Arrow is there. Last week we had Mark Heffernan join us, and when we weren't recording, Mark and I were talking about the experience, and Mark got to meet, he had a photo op with the entire cast of Arrow that was there, which is just about everybody, and how that experience was. And yes, it was a high-priced ticket item, but he said it was well worth it. And because that's what Mark does. He likes to get the signatures. He likes to get the autographs. The photos and meet the folks, even if it's just for a brief little time. And I think that these shows are great for that. I was also encouraged because in addition to, Stephen Amell's line being really long and people getting a chance to meet him as well as other celebrities, that our good friend JR had a table there, and he does independent comics. He's about as independent comic as you can get. And he had a table there. And when I asked him how well he was doing, this was on Sunday after in the morning, he said that Saturday was great. And it's one of his best shows ever in terms of people buying stuff from him. So that was pretty encouraging. There was not a lot of comic and indie guys there, but there were a few, and I guess those people that were there were really reaping the benefits, because a lot of the people there that were looking for comics found those folks. Good friend Joe Pruitt, who is the publisher of Aftershock Comics, was there, spoke to him for a little bit. We got to get him on the show. He's a great guy, and Aftershock Comics is putting out some great stuff. So it was good to see him, and I got a chance. I did a little celebrity thing myself, whereas I really wanted to meet Neil McDonough, because I'm a big fan of his, not only from from Arrow, but also I appreciated him, his performance on a show called Boomtown many years ago. And I loved him on Justified. And for my money, whatever he's in, he instantly makes better. He's one of those actors that just electrifies a scene when he's in it. And I just wanted to meet him in person and let him know that I appreciated his work. Really nice guy. We talked only for a few minutes, but while he was signing the picture, but great guy. And we need to get him on the show too. So make a note of that. And there was a, but it was a great atmosphere, you know. Unlike Walker Stalker Con, even though it was based on comics and heroes and villains, and there were a lot of comic people and a lot of vendors selling comics and related stuff, I think it had a little bit more variety to it, despite the fact that it was a little smaller. Obviously, if you were interested in meeting celebrities, it was great because, like I said, it was so small that you had a little bit more FaceTime, I think, with the celebrities. So that was awesome. In between panels, they had a band play. I think their name is the Ray Brothers, and they dress up as Batman 66 characters. They're a rockabilly band. They're awesome. I've always wanted to see them play, so that was pretty. They're on the West Coast, so having the opportunity to see them play was really awesome as well. So, and I only spent like a few hours there on Sunday, but I could have spent all day there. I thought it was really fun and definitely, a different experience. It's not a fan like a bunch of fan run conventions are, so it doesn't have that feel to it. But yet, by the same token, I think there were a lot of people there that you usually don't go to conventions that were having a good time. So that's the important thing. When I go to a convention, if people are there and having a good time, that's the big thing. So I definitely want to give a shout out to them for allowing us access to report on the event and to be there. I hope it continues. I hope it gets bigger and better. With the wave of CW shows that they're having a great success, I'm kind of hoping that we can get more of the shows cast here, because even though most of Arrow was there, there was only one person there from Supergirl, a couple people from Legends, and I don't know if there was anybody there from The Flash. I'd have to check, but not a regular anyway. So
they could have just been there really fast. That's the problem.
Yes, exactly. A speedster was there, but I heard that Grant doesn't like to do these. So it's really tough to get the lead actor, Grant Gustin, I think is his name, yep. from Flash to these events. So obviously everybody else is great fun. I'm hoping that it gets bigger and better. If they come back, I will go there again, because I might even set up there, because some creators that I talked to were having some pretty good success there. So I'm very encouraged by that. So so if you go to a Heroes and Villains concert, if you go to a Heroes and Villains convention near you, because I think they pop up all over the place and around the country. Check them out. You know, even though you may think, oh, they're not going to have a lot of comics there, they're not going to have a lot of indie comic guys, they really try to go reach out to local people and get comic people there. So, and you'll have more FaceTime with artists and stuff like that there than you will at some other conventions, some larger conventions. So I definitely encourage people to check that out. So. I had a good experience there, so I recommend it. So that was a con that was in the past, and a con coming up in the near future. Actually, it's this weekend, December 3rd and 4th. It is the Northeast Comic Con and Collectibles Extravaganza. It's in Wilmington, Massachusetts. It is my only appearance in New England this year, and likely next year, although we'll see about that. I'm working on some stuff for next year as well, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. Obviously, I'll have many copies of Tiki Zombie and all my works there. The ESO anthology, I'll have copies of that on my desk as well, on my table, I should say, my desk. I don't have a desk. I don't do that. But anyway, but I also want to announce that this is a debut of a young artist that we discovered at New Legend. His name's Aaron, and he has just turned, he will be turning 10 years old this week, and he's got a book called Super Cheese, that we are publishing at New Legend. So you will be able to meet Aaron and get copies of this book at the event. It's great fun. It's a character, like I said, called Super Cheese. His main nemesis is Mozzarella Man, and Aaron wrote and drew most of this. I think he works with another friend of his to create the story. And in full disclosure, I will also have to say that Aaron is my nephew, and and I am very pleased to see that he is interested in comic books and creating comics. So, and he has created a kind of a fun story. Come on by and check it out. I will have copies of that at the table. He will be there as well to sign it for you and answer any questions you have about Super Cheese. And, I've got some books too, so he'll probably sell more books than I will, but, so he's off to a great start anyway, but, I'm very happy to publish his work and to usher him in to his first convention experience, being on my side of the table. So we'll see how that goes this weekend. So
you can be looking at the next Captain Underpants.
Absolutely. I do believe that Captain Underpants is an inspiration to him. So I do know that he does like that book and that character a lot. So
that's awesome.
So anyway, it's the Northeast Comic Con, and it is this weekend in Wilmington, Massachusetts. Myself and Aaron will be there, as well as I do believe that at some point Kevin Eldridge from the Flopcast is going to stop by. My guess is that he'll probably be there on Saturday. I don't know that for sure, but Saturday is when the concert is. And the Northeast Comic Con has a great concert that they provide on Saturday night, full of great fun. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So I hope to see a lot of people at that show. Please come by and say howdy to myself and my nephew. And if you've got a convention that you're going to be at for the rest of this year, or you went to a convention and your experience was some that you really have to rave about, please reach out to us, because we love talking about conventions.
So that's going to wrap up another episode of the Earth Station 1 podcast. Let's thank our guests this week for joining us. Of course, Mary, it's time to get back on the other side of the station. You have another episode. You have another episode to record tomorrow night. Come on.
Yeah, two nights in a row. What are you trying to do to me, man?
Yeah, I'll make you earn your pay on the podcast.
Yeah, earning my pay, all right. But thank you so much for asking me to be on the Gift Guide Show. It's always tons of fun, and I just just researching the gifts is fun, and talking about them is great. And now I'm going to go and hound my sister to buy me the Boba Fett Nutcracker.
Anything you want to shout out about, my dear?
You can find all my stuff at maryogle.com.
Excellent. And what's the name of that podcast you appear on sometimes?
I don't know. What are you talking about? Earth Station Ho!
That's right. Find it up on the network. Yay!
Yay!
And Tacoma, thank you so much.
You are, of course, most welcome.
Oh, anything you want to shout out about?
I have yet to decide what exactly or who exactly I'm going to dress up as for DragonCon this year, and I am honestly thinking about putting it to a vote on my Facebook page. So if anybody is not already on my Facebook page and has some ideas of what they would like to or who they would like to see me dress up as, please feel free to follow me. You can look me up on Facebook at Tacoma Sanchez.
Excellent. And it's a great site, and we'll have Tacoma back up on the DragonCon report, gosh, in a month and a half.
What?
I know. That's crazy.
Sorry to do that to you guys. And, of course, Mr. Mike.
As always, it's my pleasure.
Anything you want to shout out about, sir?
Yes, I do want to shout out. We were kind of joking about it, too. And really, it does help us out a lot personally on the ESO if you guys do the Amazon store. And Amazon, there's a lot of great gift ideas. I mean, certainly things that I'd like to get, but I do want to encourage everybody this season, whenever possible, even though Small Business Saturday is over, try to shop small. There's a lot of independent creators that have new product out, including myself, including J.R. Mounts, who just came out with a new book. Robert Jimenez just came out with a new book. Great stuff. I try to give them a shout out on my page, as well as they're welcome to any people. Any of those creators are welcome to shout out on the ESO page as well. But they're all over social media, writers, artists, musicians, musician friends of ours, filmmakers, et cetera, doing Kickstarter projects. Please take some of that money and instead of going to the big box stores, support creativity as much as possible. A lot of times you'll get something so cool and so unique, and you'll really help out someone who needs it. In this day and age, I think small businesses, especially artists and creators, could use your support now more than ever. So I definitely encourage people to do that as well.
That is awesome, sir. All right. Of course, Gerald, since you're the rookie here, you're going last.
That's okay. Just glad to be part of the show. There's a lot of great ideas and out there that we shared today, and I'm hoping people will take the opportunity to take in some of these ideas as from us, because it looks like we all did a lot of research into it. So we think these would be great gifts to give. So I'm hoping that everybody goes out there and takes a look at these and takes our advice on at least some of these great products that were mentioned on the show today. If they want to look for me and what I'm doing, it look no further than the Pop Culture Cosmos Show right here on the ESO Network. We're on every week. I look forward to it. We deal with all aspects of the pop culture universe, everything from comic books, TV, as far as board games, video games, sci-fi, pro wrestling, you name it, it's out there. We deal with it. We get on various guests from week to week. You never know what to expect. It's always a great listen, and we try to make it so. It's the Pop Culture Cosmos Show right here on the ESO Network. And if you have any questions, you can always find our site, popculturecosmos.wordpress.com.
That is awesome. And you are a fine addition to the network, I mean to say, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's an honor being part of the network as well.
We're glad to have you here. All right. All joking aside, my shout out is basically, we've talked all through about gifts and things to buy for people and what to do with, holiday money. Of course, we love you guys to help support the stations. How we, bring this to you guys with the Amazon store, and we haven't hit you over the head enough with it this, time out. I don't know what else we can do. But also think about those who are in need this season. Think of people who don't have it all or don't have a full-time job or are finding hard times. And 2016 has been a pretty crummy year for a lot of people out there. And look at your friends, look at your neighbors, look at the people down the street and, see, does this person need help? It doesn't really cost you all that much to help somebody out. You can volunteer to help at a shelter or a social program down the street at a school or at a, library, whatever. There's so many different places that you can help out this time of year that would mean so much for people who don't have much. And great to have the holiday gift guide, but sometimes it's nice to look away from yourself and look at others and see how you can help with them. I know that's what Judy and I are planning on doing quite a bit this year, because 2016, I'll face it out, folks, it's been a pretty crappy year for us. And it's been, great to be here with you guys and such, but on the other side of the microphone, things haven't been as great as we were hoping. But we're going to take the time out to help people who are worse off than we are. And that's, the best you can do to look, and you'd be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I helped people. It's a good thing. Now let me go get that Super NES or get me the Hover Millennium Falcon or whatever. But know that you did help other people who needed it. And that's what it's all about. That's what the holiday season really should be about, is giving and helping other folks out. Sorry to be on a you know, soapbox like that. But you know what? Sometimes you have to do it in the most powerful ways. And this is my bully pulpit, and I'm going to use it for that. Thank you guys for listening this week. It has been a great time to be with you guys and everyone who's been here with us. I just wanted to let you know, next week we are going to be premiering a new segment for Earth Station One. We are going to be doing the ESO Book Club. And to start it out, we are going to be looking at Neil Gaiman's Sandman. And we are looking at the first book, Preludes and Nocturnes. It is what started the whole Sandman craze. In a lot of ways, it helped, you know, Neil Gaiman's career. And in a lot of ways, he's a household name in the geek community now because of Sandman. So we are going to talk about it, and it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, until then, we will see you here next time on Earth Station One. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we will see you next time. Peace. And we're done.
You've been listening to Earth Station One, a weekly podcast that explores the many worlds of all things geek. Please write us at esopodcast@gmail.com or call us at 404-963-9057. And if we find what you say interesting, we'll put it up on the air. If you've enjoyed our show, please rate us or leave feedback for us up on iTunes. And while you're there, subscribe to our show or any of the ESO Network podcasts. We can also be found up on Stitcher Radio or wherever fine podcasts are found. ESO is also available up on most social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and so many more. The show is brought to you by the fine folks at the ESO Amazon.com eStore, where right from our website you can find all kind of geeky goodness. And if you get something up there, you also help support the station. ESO also has a Zazzle store to buy cool ESO merchandise and such. Show your ESO love with something from Zazzle. To learn more about ESO, our website is esopodcast.com. The show is produced by Calico Productions. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next time on the Earth Station One podcast. Peace.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek. Classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.